Listening Library presents The Savage Fortress by Sawat Chadha. Read for you by Bruce Mann. Chapter 1.
That is so not a cobra, said Ash.
It couldn't be. Weren't cobras endangered? You couldn't have them as pets, not even here in India.
That so totally is a cobra. Look, said his sister, Lucky.
Ash leaned closer to the snake. It swayed in front of him, gently gliding back and forth in tempo with the snake charmer's flute music. The scales, oily green and black, shone in the intense sunlight. It blinked slowly, watching Ash with its bright emerald eyes.
Trust me, Lux, said Ash, that is not a cobra.
The snake revealed its hood. It was totally a cobra.
Told you, she said.
If there was anything worse than a smug sister, it was a smug sister 3 years younger than you.
What I meant was, of course it's a cobra, but not a real cobra, replied Ash, determined his sister wasn't going to win this argument. It's been defanged. They all are. Hardly a cobra at all. More like a worm with scales.
Almost as though it had been following the conversation, the cobra hissed loudly and revealed a pair of long, needle-sharp ivory fangs.
Lucky waved at it. I wouldn't do that if... The cobra darted at Lucky, and before Ash knew it, he jumped between them.
The snake's mouth widened, and he stared at the two crystal drops of venom hanging off its fangs.
Parvati, snapped the snake charmer.
The cobra stopped an inch from Ash's neck.
Whoa!
The snake charmer tapped the basket with his flute.